learning Tosfos Yomi, we're learning Maseches Bava Kame, and page 6, Daf Avov Amud Beis. We're learning the Tosfos of Kegon Shehoiso Idis Deniza Kazibris Demazif. It's right in the deepest parts here. I hope this program, which we started in Kiddushin, will go the same strength forth, because it seems that there are already nice things here to explain, which need more efforts, but Bezras Hashem, we will do it together. So, there is this nice and famous machloikes argument between two Tanaim, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And they are really arguing about how to read the Torah's obligation to pay the damage from the best of your field. You pay from your best of your field. Okay, so you did the damage, then you have an option. You can either pay it money, very nice, or you can pay it in field. And there is a general principle which we see later on. This we see really not so late. You move one page forward, and it's really in the bottom of the page that you see here really that you divide all your assets, all your real estate into three categories. I think it's like uniformly distributed. This is how you evaluate it. You have the best, the worst, and the middle. Idis, Ziboris, and Beinonis. And there are different areas of halachas where you have to pay for one or the other. And we learn from the Torah, it's very, very, very explicitly written that Bemetav Sadehu. If you made a damage, then you can pay from the best of your field. How do you assess what is the best of your field? The easiest thing here is that you can sell it. There is the objective value for your real estate, and there is the subjective value for your real estate. Objective value is fixed price. Maybe subjective value is how the market behaves towards your real estate. If they want to buy it, they maybe they pay even much more than its objective value. If it's in such a place, then it's not its value according to halacha. So then, such a field is called idis, the best. Opposite is ziburis, worst. Something in between is beinonis. Okay, these are basic concepts here, and different scenarios. You can be either throughout our maseches. The main topic here is causing damages, but this is not the only case that you have to pay. You have to pay even when you have a debt that you are unable to pay back because you don't have money. Then we take your assets. Or, very similar case, you have to pay ksuva, which is also a special form of a debt that you're divorcing, or the father died and the children have to pay for their own mother practically from the inheritance, the ketubah, which is something to pay for the widow. And these three scenarios, generally the best assets go to the damage, the one who suffered the damage, and the middle goes to the Baal Chov, to one who has debt, and the worst goes to the lady. These are the basic rules of assessing fields and giving them values. Okay, so the Torah is very explicit, and it says that if you cause a damage, then you pay from your best. You can pay even money, which is, I think, it's more than the best. Because why do you really like this best field? The value is the same. The value is equals the value that the damage that you caused. But you can sell it easily. And then you get to money very easily. If you have money, you get to marry even much more easily. You just pull it out of your pocket. So this is the best thing that you can do. But the Torah gave you the opportunity, the option, that you can even pay from field. But there is this restriction here that you have from the best of your field. Now the options are the following. You can pay either according to your best of the your best field, or according to the mazik, the one who caused the damage, the one who suffered the damage is the nizak. You can evaluate it according to him, or you can evaluate this according to the general, to the average per people things. And there are different kinds of nafka minas. There are different cases based on who is rich, who is richer than who. If a rich guy caused damage to a poor guy, it can be different the case. And then if the poor guy does against the rich guy. So these are really the basic concepts and definitions which are dealt with here in our sugya. Okay, so in the light of this, let me explain very shortly the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. They are learning their reasons from Psukim, which are explained on the bottom of our daf. And really, there is our pasuk, which is the main pasuk, main verse in the Torah, which speaks about causing a damage, and it says "Bemeitav sadehu," you should pay from the best of your field, which seems you understand it very well that it speaks that. You cause the damage, you pay from your best of field. According to your fields. So the assessment goes along all of your fields. You who caused the damage. So if you're a rich guy, then it's bad for you to read this pasuk this way. Because this means that you caused the damage to a poor guy. And then you give this poor guy a very good field. Please don't misunderstand me. It does not mean that he gets actually more money. He cannot get actually more money because he always gets the same amount of money, which is according to the caused damage. But he will get a very good field. And maybe he wants to sell it and he can sell it very easily. But maybe he will say, no, it's very good that I have this field. I didn't expect it to have such a field. I didn't want it to buy, but now I have it. It's very good. Maybe it even depends on the market situation. If you have a market situation like people always want to buy fields, or as today the real estate market is flourishing, then it's very good for you that you suffer this damage, and this is very very bad for the rich guy and very good for the poor guy who was suffering the loss. Yes. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I see this posuk, which is the basic posuk about causing damages, and I can read it. It's very clear from the posuk that this means that really an assessment goes according to the one who was causing the loss. Therefore, you can draw the conclusion. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva is generally, he is stringent with those who are causing damages, with those rich people who are causing damage to poor people. Rabbi Akiva is reading in a stringent way. He's the machmir. Okay, so this is the key for understanding the whole Tosfos here, which I didn't get sort of the point behind for a long time until I listened to the Baruch Hashem. We have now Yeshiva Shirim on the internet, and I just listened really in the middle of the shir, and really this was the main information that was lacking, that really Rabbi Akiva, as read from our daf, it seems Rabbi Akiva is stringent with the rich damage causer guys, And Rabbi Ishmael says, no, you have an option. Which is the option that Rabbi Ishmael offers to the rich people? He says, yes, Rabbi Akiva is very right. This is what is written here. But this is not the only place in our topic. We have a very, very similar verse, not so far. It says, a few verses earlier, it speaks about causing the damage actually. It says, Ubi'er bisdei acher. If you had an animal that grazed on the field of somebody other. And says Rabbi Ishmael, this is something which we call a gzera shava. Bisdei acher, which is field. And Rabbi Akiva speaks about the apostle, Meitav sadehu, the best of his field. Therefore, you have two fields here. One field is the field of the guy who suffered the loss. One field is the other who caused the loss. Therefore, you can choose. Rabbi Ishmael says only one important point. You can choose whichever you want, but there is a condition to it. So which is this best field? Is it the rich damage causer's best field or the poor sufferer's field? Okay, so it depends. If you can do it, you do it. It has to be called the best. I don't care which one. You choose whichever one. This is the option that Rabbi Ishmael gives. This is the leniency of Rabbi Ishmael. He says, really, you choose, you decide. You can give the best of yours field. You can give the best of his field. You decide. But the main point here is that you have to call it the best. This is some kind of seemingly psychological point. He must feel that he is receiving the best, even though what is maybe is so poor. For him, it is the best according to his evaluation. You are rich according to your evaluation. It's not the best at all. Actually, it may be even the worst. Nevertheless, you don't give like tzedakah in a derogatory way, in a shaming way. You don't give money to other people, to poor people. This is not the way how you deal with people. That this is for you. So this is not nice. Don't do this. You give something which is the best, either according to him or according to you. But you don't do what? You don't give him your words. So this is how I understood at least. If this is, for you this is the worst, but for him, okay, so this is, I'm not quite sure about it. What's the case here? If you're even more richer, and your worst field is even more better than his best field, then you say, It's not good, not according to you, not according to me. It's bad according to my evaluation. According to your evaluation, it doesn't even exist on your perspective. No, I think this is already far-fetched. You can choose whichever, even if it's not on your perspective, even if you never dreamt about such a nice field, because you never have such a field. Even in such a case, you can say that. That you can use it, but this is something which Rabbi Ishmael says at the bottom of the page, that Rabbi Ishmael really has a seemingly very good argument against Rabbi Akiva. He says, "I take into consideration even your argument, Rabbi Akiva, but you, Rabbi Akiva, you don't take into consideration my explanation." So you say, Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk says, Meitav sadehu, this is the field of the causer of the damage. Yes, I agree. But I also agree that there is a gzera shava, which tells me that optionally I can choose the best of the poor guy. This is what he says, Rabbi Ishmael. Ahane gzera shava, ahane kra. Both I use it. Ahane gzera shava ki de ki yamina. Gzera shava I use, as I just told, that optionally I can give you the best for you, the worst for me. Hanekro kegon. When can you use the pasuk? Hanekro kegon. The isla mazik idis the ziburis. The idis le nizak the ziburis. No. The isla mazik. So the rich guy who caused the damage. He has idis the ziburis the idis le nizak. Okay, so he has good. He has bad. And he has something, he has even something which is the best according to him. It is the Nizak. The Zibur is the Mazik Loshav Yaki, it is the Nizak. Okay, so in such a case, so this is the case, this is the strange case I told you. So if the worst, if it's his Machucher, the worst of the rich guys is even a better thing than it is the Nizak. Than the best of his, the meshalem lei bemeitav. So in such a case, you cannot rely on this. So in such a case, you cannot rely on this leniency. In such a case that you're so much richer that you don't even touch each other in quality, this means you have already to pay from the best. The meshalem lei bemeitav, did they? So already he must pay from the best. According to his obligation, the Lomatzi Omar Lei Ta'at Kabe Ziburis. You cannot say such a thing to the poor guy that, okay, so take this garbage. This is for you. So this is not something that you say to him. Even though, according to him, obligation is very good, it's even better. You cannot say such a thing. This is how Rabbi Ishmael learns. Taking into consideration both accounts. And the question of Tosfos is, why do you read it this way? Just as I said already, you read it like Rabbi Ishmael is very nice to the rich guys, to the guy who caused the damage, and Rabbi Akiva is stringent. So Tosfos says, there are some creative ways to learn the opposite way. So Tosfos says basically three informations. First says that the Gemara is very nice. The Gemara didn't explain it in this way. The Gemara spoke about rich guy who caused the damage and the poor guy who suffered the damage, and not the opposite. This is how Tosfos says. It's not possible to say the opposite. What is the opposite? Meaning, okay, so what does this mean? The poor guy caused damage to the rich guy. So now he has to pay from the best of his field, according to Rabbi Akiva. Is it right? Yes. Rabbi Ishmael, what does he say? Rabbi Ishmael says, no. You can pay, or sometimes you even must pay, from something that you don't have. What is this? This is... You can buy. You can. This is already not so nice. This is already much more stringent. This is much more stringent than even we could even think of before we saw this. So the poor guy caused damage to the rich guy, and Rabbi Akiva says, okay, so you always pay according to your bemeitav sodehu, that you caused the damage. Assessment goes according to your assets. So you pay the best that you have. Okay, you're poor, no problem. You pay the best that you have. We accept. Echad mamar be echad tamamit raker lekamen sheilvoy shebashamayim. Similar as in the case of the poor guy's mincha, the poor guy's flour offering in the Beis Hamikdash. You can do this according to Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Ishmael says not so. Rabbi Ishmael says, there you have an option. You could pay. Oh, no. What does Rabbi Ishmael say? Rabbi Ishmael says, what did I told you about Rabbi Ishmael one minute ago? I told you, Rabbi Ishmael says, you must always pay something which is called Idis, which is called the best. You don't give. But okay, so 1 minute ago it was like humiliating situation. Rich guy gives something to the poor guy and says, this is for you, which is not nice. Now it's suddenly the reverse, the opposite. So now, according to our earlier rules, you just cannot pay your best. Okay, maybe you can pay your best. Maybe you can pay your best because it is called your best according to your rules. Yes. You cannot pay your best according to his rules because he is richer than you. In order to do that, you must sell your field and you must buy a new field, which currently you don't have, which is best according to him, which is very not nice. But what did we say about Rabbi Shmuel? We said about Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel says that I learned both the Pasuk as Rabbi Akiva and I learned the Gzer Sheva. So some kind of superiority he has against Rabbi Akiva in his way of learning. So he says he relies on Rabbi Akiva. So when Rabbi Ishmael relies on Rabbi Akiva, then there is a way for him to be lenient even in the opposite direction. So why the Gemara did not want to understand this in this way? Because in such a way there is no machlokes between them. Because Rabbi Ishmael says that, I agree, Rabbi Akiva, you're right, there is such a concept. And in this reversed case, when the poor guy caused damage to the rich guy, then for sure they say the same, you must pay from the best of your field. That's it. You don't have to sell it. And Tosfos says, I know this from a halacha. It's very reasonable, but as we already got used to it, Tosfos always says something which makes much sense. And he could say, this is so because I said, and this makes sense, so this is so. But Taisfes goes always further and brings us further proofs from the text of the Gemara. And this is what Taisfes does here. The imashalim ala idis sheishlai. And there is no need for him, for the poor guy, to buy a good field. And here's the proof. In a case when he has only the ziburis, meaning according to the word level, the average level, it's not so good field. Then everybody gets from the ziburis, including everybody, meaning the three categories I told you. The damage, the one who suffered the damage, who officially, according to the Torah, he would get from the best. But you see here that he doesn't have to sell it. Yes, because we say, yes, you have to give from your best when you have the best. When you have the best, even according to the word level, then you have to give from the best. If you don't have, you don't have to sell it. So this is basically the proof of Tosfos. And you have further on the other people. For Kulam, for all of them meaning these three guys who are collecting money, or fields, or assets. One is this one guy who suffered the damage, the other guy is the debtor, who gets the loan back, the money back, and the widow, or divorcee, who gets the money of the Kesuba. Okay, so they get only from Ziburis because if you have no other assets, then you don't have to sell it. So this is the general leniency for all these rules. So no such concept. Such a concept is excluded from the beginning that you have to buy further fields. Okay. Umiyu. But Taisfes has two further ideas in purpose for set the Machlaikes Rabbi Ishmael Rabbi Akiva in the opposite direction. So take care. This is the point that I was very confused with it. Taisfes starts with the word ipche. Ipche means Reverse. Opposite. Opposite what? First read is Kagan says it is the Nizak, because Zibra is the Mazik, meaning the one who caused the damage. The rich guy caused damage to the poor guy. Opposite, very easy. The poor guy caused the damage to the rich guy. No. This is not the not only this is the case. Really, it's much more interesting. Really, it's the opposite according to the rabbis. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva takes the stringent opinion against the rich guy. Rabbi Ishmael takes the lenient opinion against the rich guy. If you change them, maybe you have a change in the situation of the rabbis. Stringency and leniency. So this is really the chiddush. This is really what Taisfes wants to get from here. So he generally offers two derachim, two ways to it. One is the easier, but has to assume something which is not halacha, which is the opinion of Ibeshel Oilam Henshamin. Is the opinion of we are evaluating a general evaluation, which in and of itself needs to be thought about in terms of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, which is also on the next page. The next page it says that it makes sense only according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says b'meitav sadehu, according to his field. First reading it means his field and not the general field. Okay, but he says the Gemara says it on the next page that you can exclude it in two ways. You can say that b'meitav sadehu, his field and not the meaning the causer, the damager's field, and not the damaged field, not the sufferings God's field. This is one reading which we do. And also you can read his field and not the general field. Okay, but you see, if I said that his field and not the sufferer's field, then you can say, okay, so either his field or the general field, or according a field evaluated, a best field evaluated according to the general approach, according to the average of the world. So this is already opens a possibility for Rabbi Akiva to understand his pasuk according to this special opinion of we are evaluating the value of the fields in general terms, in a word average, which is something which you didn't do so far, but don't worry about it. Gemara says Rabbi Ishmael cannot do this. Why Rabbi Ishmael cannot do this? What did Rabbi Ishmael say? Rabbi Ishmael said Gzera Shava was already, it was already conclusive. It said Ubir Bisde Acher. Okay, so it can be only this. Okay, so further reading, I offer you the Tosfos on the bottom of the next page, Zayin Amud Beis. It speaks about this issue, but for now, we should just accept this concept that Rabbi Akiva has this special evaluation. So according to this, have a Motzele Meimar, we could have said such a thing that the approach of Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva is the opposite what it seems to be, meaning Rabbi Ishmael could be more stringent with causer of the damage. Kegoim, the zibur is the mazisk, it is the alma, which is the same case as we had now so far, just with a slight modification. So far we said, rich guy damages poor guy. Okay, so this we put so far in a form of it is the nizak, because zibur is the mazik, the best of the poor guy is equals the worst of the rich guy. And now we say the zibur is the mazik, the worst of the rich guy is it is the alma. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva says now you can exchange the poor guy to the general one, because this was This was the possibility, this was the flexibility in reading Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Okay, so very nice. Now you don't consider him. It's interesting because why Rabbi Akiva generally speak Meta Sadehu? Yes, he said Meta Sadehu, meaning his. It must speak about his field, the causer of the damage, and not the one who suffered the damage. But maybe something in between, like general world average, maybe Rabbi Akiva says, okay, let's accept this as well. So according to this more liberal reading of Rabbi Akiva, you can say such a thing. So what's the name here? Tosfos wants to suggest, in such according to such a reading, you already have what is our objective today, reading Rabbi Yishmoel to be more machmir, to be more stringent than Rabbi Akiva. How so? Kegon der Zibur is the mazik, it is the alma. So this guy is rich. This guy is so rich that his worst field equals the general best field. So now, how would they decide, our rabbis? Rabbi Akiva, Goivim Yaziburis. What do Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva say, okay, so I accept this. I could accept this already. This is my flexible reading. So you can give the worst of your field because it equals the best of the world. And this is already enough for me. My conditions are already fulfilled. So I can accept such a solution, says Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yishmoel say? Well, Rabbi Yishmoel, Yehiv le'meidis denizak. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yishmoel say? No. I read it. I have only one reading. I don't have any flexibility in reading my verses in the Torah. So you must give the best of the nizak. So this could be stringency in them. If this, so poor guy, rich guy, now it's more interesting. The rich guy caused the bad. Maybe even the opposite case. Let's say the poor guy caused the damage to the rich guy, and now Rabbi Yishmoel suddenly says, oh, not so easy. You have to pay the best of what he has. The rich guy. Why? Why cannot I cannot pay the general? No, I don't accept, says Rabbi Yishmoel. I don't accept the notion of a general of a general best. But so okay, so Rabbi Yishmoel can say maybe that you can pay from your own, because Rabbi Yishmoel had an other kind of flexibility, either the best of you, what you have, or the best of that he has. Okay, maybe if you don't want to give the best that you have something slightly worse than the best that you have. But if both of them are richer than the average guys, this would be such a case, but relatively, one of them is the poorer. The poorer guy causes the damage to the richer guy, but he is also richer, so he can pay from something slightly worse. Okay, Rabbi Yishmoel says already, no. I don't accept this notion. Okay, so Tosfos says, this is very nice, but I know that you will say that. Come on, this is not the halacha, this is not the bottom line halacha. This is just something like an intellectual, interesting thing for guys who like to think about such things. But let's speak about straight, right things here. This is not the way how we do it, this is not the way how we pasken in halacha, so this is... You write it as literature, so come on, you can say... He says, no, even so, I have something to say. Maybe not so convincing, maybe not so realistic, but there is even a way to say ipche, to say the opposite reading of the two rabbis. How so? V'afilo lamandem Rebbe shelo yein shomim. Okay, so let's forget about this thing of general word average. Hadin motzi lamimer, it's even possible to say v'leis leila mazik ke'idis denizak. Okay, so in a case that the mazik doesn't have exactly. No, I think it's poor guy damaging rich guy. It's always confusing that you have to set up all the cases, but no. Anyway, the leis leila mazik ke'idis denizak. The damager doesn't have. No. It's rich guy against poor guy again. Rich guy damaging the poor guy, but he doesn't have the exact. In which case, Rabbi Ishmael said, you already have to give your best, because the level that you need, the field that you give needs a level. Maybe this is the simplest way to say, to put Rabbi Ishmael's bottom line. You need a level attached to the field, written on it, best. Best according to me, or according to you. This is already, I give you free hand. Whatever you want. No matter. But that it must be the best. Now, what if you don't have the best for him? He's poor. You have any kinds of fields. No, doesn't help. You have to give the best that you have. Because you need the level of best. This is what Rabbi Ishmael says. So far, so good. The same as in Gemara. So there was the opinion. There comes an opinion later on. About 3 days later, that you can pay either by money or by the best. So these are the two options. So, Yeshalim Kesef, the Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael says, you have to pay Kesef. Why you cannot pay Meitav? If your best field is already, it's a best field. Well, Rabbi Akiva lo Yeshalim Melami Meitav Shaloi. Rabbi Akiva says he should pay the best of his field. So, okay, so clearly, kesef, meaning money, is better than his best field. So, what is this Rabbi Ishmael here? That Rabbi Ishmael says, no, I don't want him to pay his best. Why do you don't want to pay his best? Because it's not good for him, as seen in Maharsha. There's a nice Maharsha here to this issue. Maharsha says, Yashalim kesef, v'loyam rinam behanami ahane krala Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, so Rabbi Ishmael generally has a principle. Now, it seems to be that this is not the case of the Gemara. First thing to note, it's not the case of the Gemara. Why? It cannot be the case of the Gemara, because in the case of the Gemara, it says Rabbi Ishmael accepts ahane kra, ahane gzer shava. Either you go this way or you go that way. Rabbi Ishmael says it goes only in the good direction. Kevan de lohevei latoivas hanizak. So in a case when the nizak, even the one who suffered the damage must have a benefit. This is the basic idea of all Maharsha. This is all the text of the Maharsha. The only thing we have left is to make it clear what the difference between Tosfos case and the Gemara case, which we do in a minute. Okay, so now I got it. A close reading of the text shows you. Let me show the close reading. Close reading of the Gemara says, the zibur is the mazik, lo shavyak it is the nizak. This whole sugi is very funny with all these combinations, but anyway, put this aside. It says, zibur is the mazik, lo shavyak it is the nizak. Meaning the worse, this is a rich guy damaging a poor guy already. Zibur is the mazik. Okay, so he's more rich. So he's rich. He's the richer. He has better fields. The single problem here is that they don't touch in the middle. His worst is not equal to his best. there is something discrepancy, a gap. Okay, so he's much more richer. Okay, no problem, he pays for his vest. This is the only problem. In Teisves, no. Teisves is the opposite. If you read Teisves, it says, in Teisves, the leis leila mazik keidis deliza. He doesn't even have something. He doesn't even have something. He doesn't have it. Maybe he's the poor guy damaging rich guy. Even in such a case, dilema demer kesef I may have. Okay, so there is an option. If you say that there is an option to pay in money and pay in the best, then you have to pay already according to the best. No. To the best you cannot. You don't have. You're poorer. You don't have a better field. You don't have the kind of field that you must. And anyway, it works across the board. You don't need to eat. He can be richer. He can be poorer. He can be similar. Anyway. All the cases are going like this. Just the single thing that you have to assume that he, the one who caused the damage, doesn't have the exact thing. Even in such a case, which is, I think, the strongest one, when he's poorer. I don't have the good feel because I'm a poor guy and sorry for damaging you. I can pay you by money. In such a case, I don't have the option to give my very, very small and ziburis. For you it's ziburis, I understand, but for me it's the best. For me it's really, really the best thing that I can give to you, and I give you with my full heart. I don't care, says Rabbi Ishmael. You have to pay when I buy money. Why? Because it's not Taiva Sanizak, says the Maharsho. It's not good for the one who was damaged, which is a very interesting reading, because if you read the Gemara as it is, then the opposite comes down to you. You will say that, wow, Rabbi Ishmael is very nice to the one who caused the damage. And Rav Moshe says, no. You can read the whole Rabbi Ishmael just as if it is good only for the one who suffered the damage, which I think is a very nice example if you think about it more. That in this way, they could, our rabbis were able to put an opinion, a way to understand the Ratzon Hashem, the will of the God, regarding how to pay the damages in such a way that it has you can reason that it is benefiting the damager or the damaged part, either this or that. So it's very nice that there are several faces that you can read this thing from. So why does Rabbi Ishmael says, Rabbi Ishmael says generally, you can go either this way or that way. Yes, but says the Maharsho, reading the Tosfos, he says, you can do this option. If you check carefully that case of the Gemara, this option given for rich people by Rabbi Ishmael was an option that was always benefiting the damaged part. What was it? It was, you can give your best. You can give his best. Something which he got, the poor guy, poor damaged guy, some way it is the best. Your best, his best, no problem. It is good for him. Okay, but in the reverse case, poor guy damaging rich guy, no way. It's not good for him. It's not good for him to get, which is the best for you, but for him it's the worst. It's not good for him. According to the opinion that you can pay by money, you have to pay by money. So here you have such a, and it's not already not so far-fetched opinion. I think this is the halacha. So in this way you see that Rabbi Ishmael really can be more stringent than Rabbi Akiva.